This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Press. It looks like we're going to be continuing with 5 Minute University. Because we've had really, really strange things happen with our automatic transmissions on some Dodge vehicles. And it's being blamed on electromagnetic radiation. And so I mentioned that I put a drain wire in. I took the bundle of wires in a loom from the alternator. And it's a wiring harness. And I added into it just a piece of number 12 gauge stranded wire. I left the insulation on. And I just stuck that in the middle of this bundle of wires and then covered it with a metallic type foil, the same kind of foil that's used to connect ductwork together, metal ductwork for heating systems in your house. And I wrapped it very carefully and the end, just one end of the ground, one end of this drain wire, I grounded to the battery, negative battery terminal. And it seemed to help. So that's something that you might want to consider. There's another thing that we've noticed with some vehicles. In the automatic transmission, if the pump that pumps the transmission fluid gets weak, the transmission will start to shudder. And the vehicle will feel like you're driving down the highway on one of those gouged out sides of the lane, the right side of the lane, to tell you, you know, move over to the left a little bit because you're getting too close to the shoulder. You know what I'm talking about? Those rumble strips. It'll feel like a minor case of driving on a rumble strip. That's what the symptom is of transmission shudder. Well, there's a product, and I don't normally endorse the use of these additives. I don't. There's a product called Shudder Fix, S-H-U-D-D-E-R-F-I-X. It's a tube of a friction modifier, kind of like a small toothpaste tube, about one-third size, fun size of a toothpaste. And you can buy it for around $12 or so at the big box store. And if you have this problem, it's worth the $12, in my opinion, to try it. I've seen it work. Now, it's not a permanent fix, but it might buy you 2 years. It might buy 2 years to until you decide that maybe you don't want that vehicle anymore, or maybe you decide you want to repair the transmission, you know, put a new pump on it. And that's going to be an expensive proposition. You know, another thing that we advocate at 5 Minute University is get away from power substations. Recently, I was in the big city in Missouri, St. Louis. And, you know, there's parts of St. Louis that are sprawling, like suburbia. And then there's the old part of St. Louis, which is old brick buildings, over 100 years old, broken streets, potholes, just a mess. But I was in the outskirts of St. Louis. It's St. Louis proper, but on the edge. And I noticed a number of power lines. There's electronic warfare everywhere. High voltage power lines, you know, just everywhere you went, power lines, power lines. I wouldn't want to live there. And I mentioned to a guy that I was talking to, I said, you know, there are more people at that traffic light over there than live in our entire town. And we both kind of got a chuckle out of it, but you know, it's almost true. Maybe, but, you know, five lanes each direction. There are a lot of, I think it was true. It's only, you know, maybe 100 people that live in the town. Maybe. Maybe less than that. So it probably is pretty close to being true. So I would suggest that if you are interested in survival, safety, freedom from electromagnetic radiation, you might want to get out of Dodge. Because St. Louis Dodge is kind of like every other Dodge. Lots of electronics. More and more every day. So I would move away from these high voltage power lines. My parents, many years ago, my mom found this great farm. It's on the East Coast. It was something else. It was spectacular. It was a manor house. And it was, believe it or not, it needed some work, so it was affordable. And it had some acreage with it, maybe 25 acres. And it had some chicken houses on it. Now, when I say chicken house, I'm not talking about current style chicken houses. I'm talking about, this was World War II era, when chickens were raised for their eggs, so the eggs could be powdered and sent to our GIs overseas, powdered eggs. So these chickens, there were farms that raised a lot of chickens, and they had these wooden structures, and they're almost like carriage houses. You could use them for lots of things. It wasn't like a, you know, little low hut. It was actually very well designed. And so this farm was truly magnificent in terms of the outbuildings. It did have a carriage house, you know, for expensive carriages that were horse-drawn. So it was an older farm. Brick. Truly magnificent in every respect. But needed work. But running right through the property were these metal, high-voltage power lines. And I said, Mom, it's beautiful. Dad, it's beautiful. I love it. I'd love to live there. But it'll kill you. Because of the high voltage power lines. And that was before people started realizing that there was a relationship between cancer and high voltage electromagnetic radiation. And I said, Mom, and she really, really thought this was like the place. And it truly was, except for the power lines. I said, Mom, if you take a fluorescent tube, 4 feet long, 8 feet long, doesn't matter, and you hold it up over your head under those power lines, it'll light up. There's so much electromagnetic radiation that it will light a fluorescent tube, 40 watts or 80 watts. That'll kill you. You'll die of cancer. You, Dad, all of us. So they didn't buy it. That's something that you need to think about. If you look at one of these properties that have these high voltage lines going through them, you can hear the hum, the 60 cycle hum. You can hear it just standing near it. I think it's dangerous. That's my opinion. So they didn't buy it, and they lived to my mom lived into her mid-90s. Because she ate well and avoided these dangerous things. Had the garage door opener fail. Because I mentioned the koi dogs really, really are interested in everything. And they're chewing on the garage door wires. And it finally arrived. for, I think, $7.99 shipped, two used garage door opener electric eyes, the transmitter and the receiver. So you can buy them on eBay. If you have that same failure, you can buy them. These are LiftMaster chain drive, same as Chamberlain, and garage door works great. It's been going up and down for 17 years. Not that I really need a garage electric garage door opener, but I bought one. We have three garage doors in our house, so three-car garage inside the house. And I bought the garage door opener in case someone who, you know, if someone became handicapped or needed to get in and out without lifting the garage door. And I thought I might even get older myself. So it's been working great until the puppies decided that it was worth chewing on. So you can get used parts for washing machines, dryers. We have several dryers, but we don't use them. They're not hooked up. Soon, maybe. Maybe, you know, next 10 years or so, I'll get a chance to hook it up. But we haven't used a clothes dryer yet here in the house, 17. I guess it's 18 years now. And we found out that we really don't need one. You know, there's a lot of appliance parts that are available to use. Refrigerator parts, compressor parts, timers, control boards available on eBay. So if you're delving into fixing your appliances yourself, that's probably what you should do. And if you have a Whirlpool-style agitator washing machine, I think a good lesson that you could learn very easily is if you learn how to take the cabinet off. It's held on with two clips and two Phillips screws. You loosen the control panel, which has the timer and the water temperature setting and the water level setting. Two screws, and that flips back. Two clips, and the whole front cabinet comes off, the left side, the front, and the right side. It all just lifts off. And then underneath, you'll see the motor, and you'll see the transmission. And on top of the transmission, there's a pan with a dimple in it. And at the top of the dimple is a little tiny hole about the size of a number 2 pencil lead. Actually, a little bit smaller than number 2 pencil lead. Little hole for ventilation. And under that hole is the oil reservoir for the gear drive system. And over time, the oil volatilizes, and it gets lower and lower and lower. So if you've got one of these 20-year-old or 15-year-old agitator types, you can get a hypodermic needle, like 3 cc's, and you can put some synthetic engine oil, like 5W30. Make sure it's warm so it is less viscous. And you can take that hypodermic needle and bend it into a shape of an L, the letter L, capital L. And so you can hold the hypodermic needle horizontally sideways and then point the L facing down so the lubricating oil will go down to the top of this hole. And you can top off 3 cc's, maybe 6 cc's of engine oil. And the transmission will sound silky smooth. And it'll probably last another 15 or 20 or 30 or 50 years. That's what I'm expecting from ours. Just me, 5-Minute University, for the remainder of hour number 2. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, if you have an air conditioner in your car, you get to see how many people have air conditioners that don't work. In the summertime, you see they're hanging out of the window and their windows are down and they're really, really hot and perspiring. So you know their air conditioning's not working. Well, you can help extend the life of your air conditioner on your car by doing a couple things. Number one, if you have a Chevrolet and it has a push button on the controls for the heating and cooling system, and has a little push button that lights up yellow and tells you that's for the compressor, the air conditioning compressor. If it's not hot out, and if you don't need to defrost your windshield, don't use your compressor while you're driving. Save those revolutions of the compressor for when you do want it to work. However, there's one caveat, and this is something I haven't read, but this is something that I do. I cycle the air conditioning compressor in our vehicles once a week, whether I'm using the air conditioning or not, and even in the wintertime. And the reason is when you run the air conditioning compressor, it pumps Freon mixed with lubricating oil throughout the system. And the lubricating oil helps keep the seals that contain the Freon, that help keep the Freon from leaking out, keeps them moist with the lubricant from the compressor. Now, some compressors are actually like a little engine without fuel. So these compressors, they all have seals, and eventually they all leak. But you can slow down the leaking of your system by running it once a week. How long? I don't know, 30 to 60 seconds. Just turn it on, let it run, And then if you don't need the air conditioning to stay on, just shut it off and continue to drive. Okay, so that is a lesson from 5 Minute University that to help your air conditioning system contain its refrigerant much, much longer. And, of course, what we do is we rinse off the coils and or the heat exchangers, like the radiator, like the automatic transmission cooling radiator, and the air conditioning condenser. So in front is the air conditioning condenser or the automatic transmission heat exchanger. Typically, it's the air conditioning first, closest toward the outside of the vehicle. Then moving in, it would be the transmission cooler, and then it would be the radiator. Sometimes there's an intercooler for a turbocharged engine to help cool down that hot air that's compressed from the turbocharger going into the engine. So the way we do that is we take a mist with a garden hose, and we lightly mist down the radiator. And once the radiator is wet, or any of these coils, starting from the outside, you can, once they're wet, you can then spray a mixture of dishwashing detergent and water. Let's say 1/4 dishwashing detergent and 3/4 water out of a spray bottle, like a Windex type spray bottle. And you spray that on there, and then you can hose off again. Now, the best way to hose is the reverse of the direction of the airflow. So typically, air enters the front of the grill, and it goes toward the back of the radiator, and then out underneath the engine compartment. So what we do is we wash it from the front toward the back, and then we rinse it from the back to the front. And it really is the best is to just go from the back to the front, but you can't get all the coils that way. You can't get all the heat exchangers rinsed off. So we have to do it both ways. But you want to get the bugs off. And the best way to get the bugs off is not to push the bugs from the front of the radiator or from the front of the air conditioning coils to the back. It's to push them from the top straight down in the direction that the fins go. And they seem to loosen much easier that way. But you don't want to bend any of the coils. So that's something that you might want to consider doing to improve the life expectancy, the longevity of your air conditioning system. And in the summertime, you need maximum cooling for your engine as well. So it's kind of nice to get that debris off the radiator. But you want to make sure you don't get the rest of the engine wet, because then you could find that it won't start for a while, like a few days.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The FBI responded to the scathing report by Special Counsel John Durham that found the Department of Justice and FBI failed to uphold their mission of strict fidelity to the law when it launched the Trump-Russia investigation Crossfire Hurricane hoax. In a statement, the agency said dozens of corrective actions were done. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
The same pattern. Create the lie. Big media runs with the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. When we try to tell the truth, they call us names. The one thing that is always proven right is we were right about it all along.
A fire roared through a hostel in New Zealand's capital of Wellington overnight, killing at least six people and forcing others to flee the four-story building in what a fire chief called this morning his worst nightmare. The hostel has 92 rooms. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Keep
it. Got your...
Take my... When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
One of the questions that Brett asked me was, what would I suggest? What years and engines would I suggest of a Mercedes? And to me, I've got an answer. I prefer 1996 through, let's say, 2001. That'd be my first choice. And they have oval headlights, and they have the same body style, and they are extremely durable. So what do you look for? I like the E-Class, the executive class. And I like the fact that they have a really strong, powerful, efficient, durable engine. And the engine comes in two sizes. There's a 320, 3.2 liters. And then they have a 430, 4.3 liters. It's the same engine. One is a V6, and the other one is a V8. Now, the V8 engine is exactly the same as the V6, except it has two more cylinders. Or the V6 is exactly the same as the V8, except it has two fewer cylinders. Other than that, it's the same. They use a lot of the same components. And replacement parts are available. It's extremely durable. I think it's a well over 300,000-mile engine. I like to see them use synthetic engine oil. I like to see no more than 4,000 or 5,000 miles on an oil change with synthetic oil. And so what would I, if I were buying one of them, what would I look for? I'd want one that was not in a crash. Now, I'm not talking about a little parking lot ding. I'm talking about one that's been banged up to the point where the unibody construction is no longer straight. I wouldn't want one of those. And I would want one that has been well maintained. And I'd like to see the service records. And that's something about Mercedes that people seem to value when they buy a used one. May I see the service records, please? So if it's been serviced at a dealer, it's probably been taken care of. And here's the thing about Mercedes. If they have not had many owners, it's good. Because the owners that typically buy that vintage, 1996 through, let's say, 2004, they typically keep their vehicles a long time. They wanted to buy quality in the first place, and they understand that you have to maintain these vehicles. You know, oil changes, those kinds of things. And drive them gently. So typically, if you buy a used Mercedes from a middle-aged person or someone in their 60s or 70s, and it hasn't had a lot of owners, that's probably a good choice. Because it's probably been garage kept. It probably has not been hot rodded by a young person. And it probably has not been abused and raced up and down the road. So those are the years that I would suggest you consider. That's what I like. And of course you want to check for oil leaks. You want to look at the exhaust when it's running and see if it's smoking any particular color. It should not. And you want to look at the transmission fluid. And if the transmission fluid is burned, now transmission fluid is typically a cherry red color and bright red. If it's any color other than bright red, the fluid has some use on it, and it turns, as it gets older, it turns more like a tan color. And if the transmission is overheated, or if it's overheated by pulling too heavy of a load, or it's wearing out, a transmission fluid is going to go to dark brown, and it will smell burned. Transmission fluid does not smell burned when the transmission's operating properly. And if the transmission fluid is any color other than pink or cherry red, starting out cherry red, going toward pink, pink would tend to indicate to me I'd like to change the fluid. Burned means we've got a transmission problem. And it could be expensive to repair it. Maybe more than the vehicle would be worth. So those are things that I would look at. But I would probably expect on that particular vintage vehicle, the E-Class 320, E320 or E430, I would expect to change the transmission fluid and filter, which you can do from if you have a set of ramps and you can get the vehicle up on ramps, you can get under it and do that. It's messy. But you can do it with a ratchet wrench and a star bit. And you can drain the fluid. And what's nice about Mercedes is they have a drain plug on the transmission. American manufacturers haven't learned that yet. It's probably coming soon, you know, maybe within the next couple hundred years. But we haven't learned that. So we just let, when we take the transmission pan down, it gets fluid, it goes everywhere. But Mercedes has a drain plug, which lets you drain the fluid out first before you make the big mess. And then you can take the pan down, transmission pan, and you can change the transmission filter while you're at it. And they're inexpensive. Transmission filters are less than $20. Transmission fluid, you're going to spend another $50, $60 on transmission fluid. And you'll be good to go with the transmission. I suggest you consider that. What you'll probably have to do, well, you're going to have to look at the brakes. And you might have to replace the brake pads. That's not expensive. Brake pads can be replaced typically by yourself, one wheel at a time. And you can buy good, better, or best quality brake pads. I like the bottom line because they're softer. They are less aggressive. They will not wear the rotors that they press against out as quickly. So your rotors will last longer if you use less aggressive brake pads. Now, if you go to the big box store, they're going to say, well, you know, you want the best brakes because you want to stop real fast, right? Well, they're both going to stop pretty much the same, pretty much, not exactly. But the wear and tear on stopping quickly is more than the wear and tear on stopping with a less aggressive brake pad. And typically, if you go to a big box store, you'll find that the brake pads have a lifetime guarantee. So good, better, and best all have the same guarantee. And so when the softer brake pads, the ones I like, the good quality, not the better or not the best, just the bottom quality, when they wear out, you get them replaced for free. So it seems like it's a no-brainer to me. Longer rotor life, free brake pads, and less wear and tear. And I don't jam on the brakes anyway, because I know the guy behind me's watching movies on his cell phone. He's not paying attention to me. So if I slam on the brakes, he's likely to crash into me, which is another reason to get a substantial vehicle, like an older Mercedes. And you know, if you have an older Mercedes, you probably will save some money on insurance. And here's why. If you get the full package of insurance, which is collision and comprehensive and liability, it costs more. But if you have an older vehicle and you say, you know what, I'm interested in liability with a high limit so that if it's my fault and I damage other person's property, I want to be covered for that. But if it's my fault, it's my fault. And if I wreck a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 Mercedes, I'll try to be careful and not do that. And I'll self-insure and save money on insurance. So what does that mean? That means maybe instead of $600 for insurance for 6 months, it might end up being $100 for 6 months. But, you know, if that rock from the truck in front of you hits your windshield, it's on you. All of it's on you. So how much is a windshield? Less than $200. If you go to a, you know, glass shop that replaces windshields, $200 or typically or less for a windshield, even for a Mercedes. And if you call your insurance company and say, and let's say you have the coverage that would include glass, and you have a $500 deductible, you're going to pay whatever the cost is for the windshield anyway. So you can save on insurance, but don't do anything that I say. Don't believe anything that I say. Check it out for yourself. Do your own research and verify and make up your own mind. So just because I'm careful doesn't mean everybody's careful. It really doesn't. So a couple thoughts there. You know, spark plugs, when you install spark plugs, always do it by hand. You know, use a ratchet wrench and a spark plug socket. Spark plug sockets have a rubber insert. And the idea is it will hold the spark plug in place, number one. And number two, it will cushion the spark plug if the spark plug socket gets off angle just a little bit, and it will protect the spark plug from the white insulator from being cracked. So use a spark plug socket the right size, a ratchet extension, and a ratchet. And I always put them in by hand. Now, some mechanics have way more tools than we have. And they have fancy tools that will, they have cordless impact wrenches, and they can put spark plugs in with an impact wrench. I think it's crazy. Because if you put a spark plug into an aluminum head with steel spark plug threads, and you're not careful, you can strip those threads. That's a big problem. And I've never had that problem, because when I put them in by hand, I can feel whether they're threaded properly or not. Absolutely. And I can tighten them to the correct torque. And once you get a feel for that, and you can watch this on YouTube and learn how to do it, but once you get a feel for the correct torque, it's real easy. It's really easy to do. And it will take you maybe two spark plugs to figure out what the correct torque is. So if you have the V6, first two spark plugs, you're one-third done. You'll have it down pat right by then. So I think doing it by hand is the right way. And the other thing is, you need to buy the right spark plugs. And if you go cheap on spark plugs, they will not last. There are different grades of spark plugs. There's copper. There is platinum. There's double platinum. There is iridium. And if your car calls for iridium and you go to copper, they won't last more than
5,000
miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, if you go to have your tires done, I can pretty much guarantee that the guys who put the tires on are going to use an impact wrench. They're going to use an impact wrench to take the lug nuts off or the lug bolts off, and they're going to use an impact wrench to put them back on. And they use something called a torque stick. Sometimes it's called a torque-limiting extension bar. The shop term would be torque stick. And what this thing does is it will tend to limit the amount of torque that is applied by the impact gun so that the lug nuts are not over-torqued. But they come in torque settings. So you can buy a five-piece set, and it will arrange, it will have torques from 65 up to 140 foot-pounds. So you pick the right stick for the right amount of torque, let's say 120 pounds. What shops do to prevent the mechanics from being confused is they'll just say, well, let's go with 120 or something like that, which is sometimes way too much for a little car, which can tend to make it such that you won't be able to get the lug nuts off if you have a flat tire because they're on so tightly. Or they'll strip the threads. And we've seen both cases. Strip the threads of the lug nuts. So if you're going to have your tires replaced, I would specify with the service writer, in writing, not by computer print, but by hand, or by both, computer note that says, mechanic, don't use an impact gun to torque the lug nuts. Do it by hand. Now, they have a torque wrench, and they can do it properly. We use an impact gun sometimes to loosen lug nuts. And we use a hand torque wrench to finally tighten appropriately in the right sequence the torque on lug nuts. And we don't strip them because we can tell by feel if it's going right or not. If something is wrong, we can feel it. It doesn't go wrong because we do it by hand. But if you use an impact gun and you squeeze that trigger, it's generally too late by the time you squeeze the trigger to recover from the damage it's done. So I would specify in writing hand torque lug nuts only. Or only hand torque lug nuts. Do not use impact gun. And I've had the mechanics, you know, when I used to buy tires at Sam's Club, I've had the mechanics say, you know, don't you ever come back here. Because we're not going to do this again. Now, that's the mechanic saying it. That's not the store. That's not the store manager. That's the guy who doesn't like doing it by hand. It's harder, but it's way better. And by doing it by hand, they're probably not going to slip and ding your alloy wheels like they did at Sam's Club, and they damaged my alloy wheels on my Volvo 740 Turbo Wagon, which they had to compensate for me, right then and there. Called the store manager out and said, look, here's what he done. Yeah, I'm livid. Okay, so you can, and we told him not to. He just doesn't know how to read. Okay, so they won't let you in the shop to remind him. The mechanics don't necessarily pay attention, and it's a problem. But I would watch them and make sure they don't do it. They don't use the impact gun to torque the lug nuts. Next thing, this is a pet peeve of mine. Nitrogen gas. You ever see those valve fill caps on tires? On tire valve stems, that the green says they've been filled with nitrogen gas. So how much does that cost? Well, about $120 per car to fill your tires with nitrogen gas. And they say it's, you know, better for your tires, less likely to leak. Really? I think it's hard to prove. Air that we're all breathing right now is 78% nitrogen. 78. So that means that the best you can do, if you get 100% vacuum and they actually have nitrogen in that tank, would be to remove 21% oxygen and 1% other gases or so. Maybe. $120. And then what happens when your tires need to be topped off, inflated, you know, bring them back up to the tire pressure that you want to keep them at? That's another $5 to $7 each per tire. And you got to go back to someplace that has nitrogen. Four times a year, $5 to $7 for topping off, plus, you know, the $120 to put nitrogen in. Nuts. And of course, I don't do that. I use good old-fashioned American Air. And it works great. It's worked great for the last, I don't know, 130 years. It really is the best way to go and save the money. Class, that kind of is it for today's class in 5 Minute University.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.